And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com. We're delighted to now take our microphones over to the New York Irish Center in Long Island City in New York and welcome George Heslin, who is the executive director, and a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to the massive gathering that you have there all day long. Okay?
Thank you, Adrian, and a very happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to Anya as well and all of your team as well from everyone here at the New York Irish Center.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Okay. Before we get into what you're up to there at the New York Irish Center, Origin Theatre, you were the founder of Origin Theatre, an amazingly successful career as the founder and operator there, but you were stolen to get over to the New York Irish Center. Just wanted to make a point of that. So the challenge of the New York Irish Center, which indeed has been around for a while, you have taken that and twisted it inside out and upside down to indeed incorporate a huge number of activities. But anyway, tell us about what's going on there today.
Thank you, Adrian. As you said, I took over here as executive director about 14 months ago from my distinguished colleague, Paul Finnegan, who ran the center for 12 years. And I'm delighted to say that this year, the New York Irish Center celebrated its 16th anniversary. And this year, for St. Patrick's Day, we have an open day called 40 Shades of Green, which is a six-hour concert, which I'm very happy to say is sponsored by our dear friends at Tourism Ireland. Thank you to Tourism Ireland. And I hope everybody goes this year to Ireland. From 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., we have 40 performers, and we have some amazing people. At 3 p.m., we are kicking off with Celtic Thunder, so the amazing group from Ireland. We have stars like Rachel Tucker, who's currently starring on Broadway in Come From Away. Rachel also played the Green Witch in Wicked on the West End of London for 10 years, and she's originally from Belfast, so Rachel is going to join us. We have Owen Cannon, who is the lead in the West End musical of Angela's Ashes. We have the Tara O'Grady, we have McManus Irish Dance, we have Kira Duff, we have Cullum Riley, Dara Carr Dance, the distinguished Greg Harrington violin player, Kathy Maguire, Peter Maguire. So we have literally 40 performers from across the Tri-State area. And what's great about this is one of the reasons we opened the center is that there really isn't a cultural cabaret performance style that goes on across the city on St. Patrick's Day. There is, of course, the great culture in Irish bars, and we're so happy the Irish bars are all open again. But this concert is a unique and different in that it's a concert dedicated to, like I say, musicians, artists, performers. And, you know, when we came up with the concert, we're delighted that so many of these performers are available to us, and each of them have their own distinguished careers. Tickets are only $20. You can purchase at the door or on our website, newyorkirishcenter.org. And the party is going to run for 6 hours, and everybody's welcome to drop in. We have VIPs dropping in, visiting celebrities, local politicians, and it's just going to be one big party all over our building, and it's very child-friendly. We have face painting, we have balloon making, and everybody is welcome across our community and beyond.
George Heslin, executive director of the New York Irish Center in Long Island City, and again, a happy St. Patrick's Day to all at New York Irish Center, the community center. And again, have a great day and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Adrian. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too. It's going to be a good one.
Thank you. All right. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com.